Welcome to the Reasonable Faith Virtual Chapter Podcast. My name is Matt Bilyeu. This podcast has the audio portions of our discussions on a Discord server. I certainly recommend joining that server so that you can join in the discussion and see the slides. You can find a link to the server in the show notes. You can also email me at matt.bilyeu, that's B as in boy, I-L-Y-E-U, at reasonablefaith.org. That's matt.bilyeu at reasonablefaith.org. I look forward to chatting with you.
Gotcha. Oh, I remember my next one now. So sorry if I'm taking up, by the way. Anyone else can join if they want. Yeah, just keeping it going. So you mentioned the feeders, right? Like with Mormonism as an example, and I agree with that. Would you, what do you make of William Lane Craig, you know, who this reasonable faith is based on, his notion of the Holy Spirit being a defeater to where some religious experiences are so profound that any, like, it's not that it trumps any evidence, but like, you would basically have to say that if the bones of Jesus were presented, my experience is so strong that I would have to say that I'm misperceiving the bones of Jesus to belong to him, and that there must be another explanation because my experience is more, I'm more convicted of my experience than I am of my belief that of whatever ex-defeater. Would you accept that, or would you, like, and Plantinga gives the example, if you're accused of a crime and every witness is against you and yet you know, right? Like, so would you say with religion to that extent to where it's a defeater, or do you think that with yours specifically, or how it should be, the Christian faith should have defeaters, that someone should, if they encounter it, even if they've had a profound religious experience, should give up their belief in Christianity? Or does the Christian experience trump any evidence to where they just need to reinterpret the evidence because they must be perceiving the evidence wrong?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there's a couple of things I would say on that. I think that different people have different experiences, and so it's going to depend, right? So, you know, just for example, Mother Teresa, obviously a saint, like literally a saint, right? But after she died, they read her journal, and it turned out that she had periods of time that where she didn't have any sense of God, that would go on for years. Like, I think 9 years was one of them, where she had no sense of God whatsoever. She's just there in the muck in India serving these poor people that, you know, the untouchables. And she just did it faithfully, but she had no experience of God whatsoever. And so in her situation, if, you know, it's 8.5 years in and it's been, you know, almost a decade since she's had any sort of experience of God, it may be the case that the credence that she has, I think credences can wear off in a sense. You know, and that's true of just anything, you know, when you see something, it impacts you, but the impact of it fades over time. And so I think that in a sense, like it depends on the person, right? So like Saul of Damascus, you know, Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus becomes Paul, has this like crazy experience of God, right? Well, his experience is probably going to be a lot stronger than mine. And so I guess the point I'm making there is that there's various, I think that it comes in degrees as far as the power of the defeater, depending on how transformative it was and how impactful and all that kind of stuff. And his own experience of doing miracles, like, right, is going to add to that. So clearly he had more of a religious experience than I did. You know, if you take the story to be true, I do take it to be true. And so for me, I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's an intrinsic defeater in the way that Craig does, where it's just inherently going to defeat anything. I wouldn't go that far. But I do think that it's got some strength to it. And I think that it's, you know, it would be an intrinsic defeater of testimony from, you know, from an individual. You know, if it came to be the case that like almost the entire planet, you know, just like colorblindness, right? So like somebody doesn't see colors. Well, the entire planet says that they do. And there's this thing, colorblindness, and we're well aware of it. And we understand it. You know, that I think is a defeater for their own visual perception, that, you know, that there's no difference between these two colors. And so if you can defeat that, it's hard to say what you can't defeat in principle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And that was kind of my argument with like the collective. Like if you have a blind guy and a sighted guy, I think the fact that most people are sighted, like, and that they can survive better with that, makes the blind guy have to reevaluate his experience in light of what other people experience, right?
Yeah, yeah. So if you had a colorblind guy and a regular guy, and they had never seen anybody else, and they were just on some desert island somewhere, then maybe the colorblind guy thinks the other guy is like either crazy or putting them on or something.
Yeah.
But in a world full of regular sighted people, and then maybe his justification in believing there's no difference kind of wanes in that situation. Mm-hmm. So
it would be, but that's where it gets hard, right? About like if I see an angel in the room and no one else does, is that the fact that other people don't? Because you could always say, well, maybe they're revealing themselves to you specifically, you know, maybe as a prophet or something. Maybe that's why they don't see. Like, you could always come up with some reason of why other people don't see it, but it seems like, how ad hoc is it, and how, you know. Like, we're not, we agree that we're not just defining a hallucination as something that other people can't see. Because if that's the case, then that's going to apply to, that's going to rule out most of it. Because typically they aren't shared, although there are some exceptions. So that's where it gets difficult.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to be like case by case, I guess. But
Yeah. So that's fair.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you find these podcasts helpful, please subscribe and share them with a friend. Also, please join our Discord server for live discussions. You can find the server link in the show notes along with my email address. I'll see you next time.